Now time for a locker room chat with Frankfort girls head basketball coach Brian Ebert after a pair of games from this past week. And coach, you guys fall 47-42 at Centralia. You guys gave them a good run for their money towards the fourth quarter. You made a couple of threes, or actually three threes in the fourth quarter within the last couple minutes or so to make it a game, cut it down to two. But then in the end, you had a shot to possibly take the lead or tie it with less than a minute left, but couldn't connect. They made some free throws and were able to get the win. So coach, just want to get your overall thoughts on how this one went in your eyes.
Well, I thought, you know, overall our girls played well. You know, if we hit some open shots that maybe we normally hit and just didn't connect on them, you know, it's a different game. But, you know, they always play well at home. It's tough to win there. But I thought our girls, you know, battled. You know, we were down 10 points at one time and cut it down to three. So, you know, and we had a chance. We had a good look to tie it, you know, under a minute. There again, you know, shots don't necessarily fall, and it's you can't be too upset. They are playing well, so that's a good team you get beat by, but, you know, hopefully the next time, you know, we play a team that has that kind of caliber, we're able to hit shots when we need it.
And then you follow that up loss with a win over Axtell, 54-29 on the road on Monday, as you guys had yesterday off. But this one, you told me you struggled in the second quarter. You had a solid first quarter, but then it was in the third and fourth quarters when you really were able to shine, as you outscored them 36-9 in that second half. So your thoughts on how your team was able to bounce back after that loss on this past Friday?
Well, you know, it's nice to get a win, obviously. I don't feel like we played very good in the second quarter, but our girls were able to bounce back in the second half and outscore them 36-9. So, you know, it's good to always good to get a win in this league. But, you know, hopefully we can secure things and kind of fix things where we don't have those quarters where we only score 2 to 4 points. So hopefully, you know, we can get that figured out and get ready for postseason.
Yeah, and you guys don't play anybody else in the top half of the league for the rest of the year. You guys are in good standing right now in league play at 6-2. Do you have a chance of possibly getting first place in the league, but you will need a little bit of help with some losses from Clifton Clyde and Centralia and possibly even Valley Heights, depending on how their schedule shakes out as well. But you guys take on Troy coming up here on Friday, Harper Wettstein, of course, the star player, but they do have some good pieces as well around her that they kind of built themselves around and got themselves a pretty solid team. I want to get your thoughts on how this thing is going to play out here on Friday.
Well, you know, they do. Harper, she's a good player. She does a great job of controlling the tempo and scoring the ball for them as well. You know, we definitely got to know where she's at all times. Try to keep her, you know, away from the basket as much as possible. You don't stop great players like that. So you just kind of take what you can do and hopefully that's enough. But then there's pieces around her that you got to make sure that you don't allow them to get going, because if she can get her 20-25 and, you know, a couple of them throw in 10 apiece, you're looking at, you know, 45 points. And, you know, usually if you're scoring 45 points, you're going to be in the game. So we're going to try to slow them down the best we can and, you know, not lose her and then try to, you know, contain the rest. But it boils down to we got to hit shots when we have the opportunity and score the ball. And hopefully, you know, we can do that.
Just two more weeks left of the regular season before we get to postseason plays. You guys will take on Onega on the road as well coming up on Tuesday. Coach, thank you so much for your time today. Really appreciate it and best of luck here this week.
All right. Thank you.
That was Frankfort girls head basketball coach Brian Ebert here on Locker Room Chat, brought to you today by Community Healthcare System, Blue Valley Technologies, and First National Bank of Frankfort.